We'll call this particular podcast Hall Pass. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. If you are in the greater Tampa Bay area, go to originalhooters.com for location, information, address, hours, phone number. And of course, you can find easy online ordering there as well for any of the 11 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. Visit originalhooters.com, as I will with some of my friends in one of my personal leagues coming up within the next week or so leading up to the season opener. When we get everybody's picks in, we're going to sample the mango habanero sauce, which you can also get on hand-breaded tenders as one of the summer specials. And mango habanero is a summer flavor. It might be for a limited time only. If it's popular, perhaps it stays on the menu. I'm not involved with those decisions. I enjoy an ice cold neutral beverage when I am at Hooters. They are under $5, just as you can enjoy a Bud Light or Mick Ultra Pint for under $5. Hooters, continued presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and I appreciate what they do for me, allowing you to enjoy this podcast for free. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com, right.todd@yahoo.com. Yeah, we'll call this podcast Hall Pass, or Hall, comma, Pass. I don't get it. This is just an admission, and I'm sure that there are regular fantasy players like you that take a look at a projected first-round choice in fantasy football, and you just keep looking at it to try to figure out why. And for me, that player this year, you know, we previously did a podcast about why Justin Jefferson is falling, and I made the case that he shouldn't be. One of the things from that previous podcast I should have added was, when you consider the lousy head coaches that Sam Darnold has played for, Todd Bowles, Adam Gase, Matt Rhule, Steve Wilks, unfair to call Steve lousy. He was an interim coach. He was defensively involved. And then on from there. Kyle Shanahan did believe in Sam Darnold. If needed, Shanahan openly said, Brock goes down, I feel good with Sam running this offense. That's the best head coach that Sam Darnold has ever had. And now he's got a head coach who is not only offensively gifted, but one of the best play callers in the National Football League in Minnesota. So that was my case for a player falling in ADP, or the perception that he's not going to be as good. And here's one that goes just the opposite. It's on Breece Hall. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. And I drafted Breece Hall last year off his injury, drafted him as my RB2. Ironically, I drafted Bijan Robinson as my RB1. And there they are sitting there as two of the top three running backs in ADP. Two of the top three that are going to come off the board. In many leagues, they're going to come off the board back-to-back behind McCaffrey. Not all leagues, but in many leagues, the draft order for running backs is going to be CMC, Bijan, Breece, or CMC, Breece, Bijan. We're talking about Breece Hall here. I don't get it. I owned him last year. I traded him before the deadline. I was disappointed by him, even though the injury was a non-factor, which is the only reason why I took him in the first place, was because I felt the injury was a non-factor. I got that right. Breece Hall did not produce for me and was one of the reasons why I didn't win that league last year, won by Sean Sullivan of Bill Curry Ford. Breece Hall was one of the main reasons why, even though I accurately identified that the injury wasn't a problem. He played healthy. But where was the production? Where were the points? All right, so let's get to a number of things. First and foremost, I also don't get the buzz on the Jets. This is a historically bad franchise. And when you are a historically bad franchise in the National Football League, it is very difficult to flip the switch and become a good franchise. And they have a challenge in front of them. Do I acknowledge that there is potential there? Yes, I do. But I'm betting against it. Mike Florio and Michael David Smith of ProFootballTalk.com, part of the NBC Sports family, today, and today is Tuesday, August 27th, when we are recording this particular podcast, the Pro Football Talk released their post-preseason power rankings. Chiefs, Lions, Packers, 49ers, top four. Ravens, Eagles, Bengals, Bills, 5 through 8. Buccaneers, Texans, Dolphins, Browns, 9 through 12. Bears, 13. At 14, the Jets, just ahead of the Steelers, Falcons, and then he has the Rams, which I think is a little low. But he says the injury bug could be an issue this year. It already has been. If it is, then the Rams won't be as much of a factor as I thought. But who thought they'd be a factor last year? And there they were, in the playoffs and a hot team, and pushed Detroit to the brink in the first round. Florio writes about the Jets at 14 in his rankings. They're pinning their offensive hopes to plenty of veterans with injury issues. And he's not talking about Breece Hall. That's not a veteran with an injury issue. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about offensive linemen. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers. Florio goes on to say, still with that defense, they don't need a whole lot on the other side of the ball. Well, that may be true, but for fantasy purposes, yeah, it needs to be true. If I were to tell you the Jets were going to win solely with defense this year, 10-6, 14-10, you know, the way the Buccaneers won in the Warren Sapp, Derek Brooks, John Lynch, Rondé Barber days. If I were to tell you that was the way the Jets were going to win this year, win 10, 11, 12 games, sure, if you're a Jets fan, you're like, I'll take it all day. If you're a fantasy player, investing in Jets players like Breece Hall, like Garrett Wilson, like Aaron Rodgers, you're like, yeah, no thanks. So even Florio acknowledging that the defense is where the Jets have the most potential. And again, pinning offensive hopes to plenty of veterans with injury issues. He's not talking about Garrett Wilson either. That's not an injury issue. All right, so that's what Mike Florio says. Let me give you some other things on Breece Hall before I just start asking other questions. One of the reasons why Breece Hall didn't do it for me last year and was a liability on my fantasy team as a starting running back was lack of overall production. It just looked and felt to me that when the Jets got to, and I know they didn't get to goal-to-go situations a lot without Aaron Rodgers. But when they did, it felt like Breece Hall was not an RB1 option for me. So here via the Fantasy Pros site, NFL Red Zone Stats, Running Backs 2023, Weeks 1 through 17. So this immediately eliminates the Week 18 game, meaningless game, we'll get to this, where the Jets beat New England, two shit teams, playing out the string, and Breece Hall touched the ball 39 times for 190 yards and a touchdown. Week 18 game. Meaningless for most of us who play fantasy football. Meaningless for the Jets. Week 18, you give me that monster game? Where was that earlier in the year? I know some of you are in leagues that combine week 17 and week 18 for your championship. I think that's stupid because there are so many week 18 NFL games that lack integrity. I have not played fantasy football and had those points count in the last week of a regular season in any of my leagues that I currently operate, and I've been operating them for now not 8, 9, or 10 years. So honestly, that performance from Breece Hall means nothing to me. Nothing. Meaningless game for his team, for the opponent, and for fantasy purposes. Meaningless. So thanks to Fantasy Pros for agreeing with that. So weeks 1 through 17 in 2023, the top running back, and I'm going inside the 10, standard scoring, number 1 was Mostert, number 2 was McCaffrey, number 3 was Kyren Williams, number 4 was Gus Edwards, number 5 was David Montgomery, number 6 was Joe Mixon, number 7 was Henry. You have to scroll all the way down to 32 to get to Breece Hall. 32. This is inside the 10, weeks 1 through 17. Breece Hall had 9 attempts for 14 yards inside the 10-yard line last year in the first 17 weeks of the season. 1.6 yards per carry. In those situations, he scored twice. So 14 times last year, he got the ball inside the 10. He scored twice. No, I'm sorry. 9 times. Thank you, Ed Rooney. Alexander Mattison was 9 times last year and scored none. Breece Hall, 9 attempts, 14 yards, 2 touchdowns in the red zone last year. Okay, you want his receptions? Say, well, I know he caught a touchdown in that situation. Let's see what we got here. 12 receptions. Keep in mind who was quarterbacking. Was it 12? No, that's yards. I'll get there. The Fantasy Pro site is just a little difficult to navigate on my phone. They do a very good job. Is that? Okay. Is it 3? 2 and 3. No. Inside the 10, Breece Hall had 2 receptions. And for those of you that fawn over targets, unlike me, targeted 3 times inside the 10, weeks 1 through 17 last year. And that produced 12 yards, and it looks like 2 touchdowns. So that's it. Weeks 1 through 17, what Breece Hall did in goal-to-go situations last year. 4 touchdowns, touched the ball 11 times. That's it. So 4 of his 9 touchdowns, and we get back to that. So, yeah, he scored all of 9 touchdowns last year. Let's go there next. And one of those touchdowns in a game that Fantasy Pros threw out, you should throw out because most of you don't play Week 18 Fantasy. Meaningless game for the Jets. Meaningless game for the Patriots, the opponent. Garbage. But even counting Week 18, 9 total touchdowns for Breece Hall. 9, not even double digits. nothing to get excited about. It's okay. It's nothing to get excited about. It's nothing. It's not hero RB to me. Where'd that term come from? Right? I knew about the RB theory where you pound your running backs in the early rounds, then the zero RB. Now we have the hero RB. We'll just get one big time one and then wait and figure out what you're going to do with the second running back. These stats, how about these? So this is rushing yards last year. Christian McCaffrey led all NFL players in rushing yards with 1,459. Derrick Henry second, 1,167. Kyron Williams third, 1,144. James Cook fourth. No shit. 1,122. Go get him, Joe Brady. So as James Cook surged, Stephon Diggs sunk under Brady. DeAndre Swift fifth. James Conner sixth. Najee Harris, 7th, Joe Mixon, 8th, David Montgomery, 9th, Raheem Mostert, 8th, Travis Etienne, 9th, Tony Pollard, 10th. Okay, so we had 10 guys in the NFL last year. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, it's more than that. McCaffrey, Henry, Williams, Cook, Swift, top 5. Connor, Harris, Mixon, Montgomery, Mostert, top 10. Etienne, Pollard, top 12. Tony Pollard, 12th. So Breece Hall was 13th in rushing yards last year for the entire season, 994, not even 1,000. 4 yards more than Rashad White, who was the lead running back of the worst rushing offense in total yards in the National Football League, the Tampa Bay Bucks. And Breece Hall had 4 more yards than the Bucks' number one running back, who don't have a running quarterback either. Yeah. Now, for those of you scoffing at me, and I also enjoy a good scoff, you're chalking all of this up to the fact that Aaron Rodgers got hurt? All of it? So you pump up what Breece does, but relative, you devalue what he didn't? He didn't do things inside the 10-yard line. He didn't. 9 carries, 14 yards, 2 touchdowns. 2 receptions on 3 targets. I think that was 2 touchdowns. So inside the 10-yard line, 4 scores for the year. Weeks 1 through 17, 4. So removing the week 18 score, because Fantasy Pros did, that means half of Breece Hall's production was inside the 10-yard line weeks 1 through 17. And it was roughly 1 score every month. Now he got 4 scores outside the 10-yard line, but also 1 of those every month. So he was scoring for you basically every other week. 1 score. Many people win fantasy games when you get those multiple touchdown games that just kill your opponent. The McCaffrey game. The Jalen Hurts game. You know what I'm talking about. The Kelsey game. Boom, boom, boom. I know it didn't happen much last year, right? It's those multiple touchdown games that kill your opponent. Because now we're not talking 10 points per game you're scoring. We're talking 20 or more. And you get that text message from your opponent as your fantasy player is about to get another goal line look inside the 10. Oh, please, not again. That didn't happen with Breece Hall. Okay, and the games where he did go off, we already talked about week 18 should be meaningless for his overall fantasy resume from last year. Week 18, game was meaningless for the Jets, meaningless for the opponent, the Patriots. Should have been meaningless in your fantasy league, week 18. That was 39 touches for 190 yards and 1 touchdown. What merit is in that? the previous week, week 17, against Cleveland. And granted, Cleveland was playing well. 22 touches, 126 yards, one receiving touchdown. Week 16, as we work back, meaningless game for the Jets, meaningless game for Washington. Breece Hall touches the ball 32 times for 191 yards and actually did score two touchdowns. That's a week 16 meaningless game for the Jets and for their opponent. So look at those numbers of what Breece Hall did week 16, 17, and 18 in meaningless games for the Jets and against two opponents who were also just evaluating talent for next year also. Look at those numbers. Yet, if you own Breece Hall, he's got to get you to week 16 and to week 17. And in most of your fantasy leagues, you don't play a week 18. So what did he do before that? What did he do to get you to the fantasy playoffs? Week 1, 10 carries, 127 yards, one reception for 20 yards. Week 2, 4 carries, 9 yards, no receptions. Week 3, 12 carries, 18 yards, one reception. Week 4, 6 carries, 56 yards, 3 receptions, 13 yards. No touchdowns the first 4 weeks. Yes, I'm aware. The Jets were still worried about his injury. They still had Dalvin Cook in the mix, but still, the first 4 weeks, nothing. Gave you nothing. Gave you that one big, 82-yard run that he didn't finish in the Bills win. Week 5 against Denver. 22 carries, 177 yards, and a touchdown. 3 receptions, 17 yards. That's a big game. First big game for Breece Hall because he didn't score a touchdown week 1. He got you into double digits. Then nothing real significant. Nothing RB1 worthy week 2, week 3, week 4. Week 5, yes. Week 5, he got you 20-plus fantasy points. Week 6 against the Eagles in a game the Jets won, I know because it knocked me out of my survivor pool. 12 carries, 39 yards, and a touchdown. I think the touchdown was kind of a gift score the Eagles gave up because they needed the ball back. Yep, I believe so. 5 carries, 54 yards. Game. In one of the Jets' best wins all year, game. Week 7, 12 carries, 17 yards, 6 receptions for 76, and a touchdown. His receiving propped you up that game, got you into double digits. That was week 8, they skipped the bye. Week 9, 16 carries, 50 yards, 4 receptions for 10, no score. Week 10, 13 carries, 28 yards, 3 receptions for 47, didn't score. Week 11, 10 carries, 23 yards. 5 receptions, 50 yards, and a touchdown. Week 12, 7 carries, 25 yards. 7 receptions, 24 yards. Nothing to get excited about. We're almost done with the game by game. Week 13, your fantasy playoff push is on. 13 carries, 16 yards, 6 receptions for 29. Then the next week, 10 carries, 40 yards, 8 receptions, 86, and a touchdown. So his receiving does prop him up a bit. But is it enough? If you throw out his biggest games in the last 3 weeks of his regular season, when you might have not even been playing fantasy football because Breece Hall didn't help you get to the fantasy playoffs or your league is over. So what's the big deal about this year? Why is he so much have? I don't get it. As a Breece Hall owner last year and just giving you all this data and all these other opinions on a historically bad franchise, and looking at these numbers, why is Breece Hall going so early in fantasy drafts? Just as we began this podcast, we end. Hall, pass. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. For those of you in the greater Tampa Bay area, visit originalhooters.com for information on their 11 locations and easy online ordering.